Today in Iraq, two U.S. soldiers were killed as they traveled through the northern city of Mosul. Lawlessness across Iraq is forcing the U.S. to change its strategy, forcing aid workers to leave and also hampering economic reconstruction. But this disorder appears to be helping one part of Iraq's economy. Nobody's collecting customs fees and import duties, and NPR's Peter Kenyon found Iraqis rushing to buy foreign cars and appliances.
On a recent weekday morning in Baghdad, traffic suddenly grinds to a halt along a dusty road beside a main highway. There are simply too many people trying to park in front of one of Baghdad's most popular locations these days, the auto showroom run by the Serdar brothers. Inside the cavernous showroom, there's no hint that Iraq is a badly battered nation struggling to rebuild. A fountain gurgles in the background as a visitor faces row after row of gleaming late-model cars. A silver 2003 Jaguar S-Type sits between a Lexus and a Mercedes. There are BMWs, Nissans, Chevrolet SUVs, all freshly imported from Dubai, Kuwait, Germany, or Japan. And thanks to the toppling of Saddam Hussein's regime, there are big savings to be had. Manager Hamid Al-Wassat sounds like any smooth-talking car salesman when he says it's a great time to buy a car in Iraq. But in this case, few Iraqis would challenge him.
Previously, there was restrictions on importing cars. In fact, any important thing. Taxes, customs. But now, these things are all left. So cars are very cheap now. Prices are about 30 to 35% less than previous.
The car dealer's impression is confirmed at a makeshift licensing station in a nearby parking lot. Here, under the authority of the nascent Interior Ministry, traffic officers have been registering engine and chassis numbers and handing out new black and white Iraqi license plates. Supervisor Jeff Arkadol says his men have been working nonstop since the day the operation opened about 6 weeks ago. Outside the capital city, plates have been available for only 2 weeks. In that short time, Kadol says they've already processed more than 62,000 new cars.
The previous regime has put many, many restrictions for importing cars. Now everything is allowed and people can go out the country freely without any taxes, without any duty. And so the cars are very cheap and the people start to import these new cars.
There's an urgency to this importing spree because buyers and officials alike are predicting that customs, duties, and taxes will start to reappear after the first of the year. And while the Iraqi economy is in a shambles, certain groups are enjoying significant income boosts, government workers and those working with journalists or American contractors. There's caution being shown as well. Most of the cars in this line aren't the new ones on display in the showroom for fear of theft. Shopkeeper Raad Karim stands next to his newly purchased used Mercedes and says most Iraqis are still afraid to drive a brand new car around the city.
It's a good time only according to prices. Prices now are good, but it's hard to drive a modern car on the street without this security loss.
Another beneficiary of this war-driven tax holiday is the large appliance and electronics importing industry. The custom for shop owners here is to literally show their wares by piling them up on the sidewalk in front of their stores. Stacks of washing machines, televisions, satellite dishes, and vacuum cleaners confound pedestrian traffic. Importer Nadar Musawi says business has taken off in the past 2 months.
You know, because of sanctions, most of the Iraqi people was obliged to sell their equipment in the house just to get food. But now, people and those who are working with the government now are being given good wages and salaries. I can say movement is better 100%.
The volatile security situation and widespread unemployment are still major millstones around the Iraqi economy. But for plain-spoken anecdotal evidence about the boom in car sales, just stop at any traffic circle or intersection. Every day, scores of Baghdad policemen in their new blue uniforms wear out their whistles, having little visible effect on the snarl of cars and trucks jamming city streets. And each day, another 2,000 vehicles sporting the new black and white Iraqi license plates are added to the mix. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Baghdad.